USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. At least 90 people were killed in the Maui wildfire, the deadliest wildfire in over 100 years. Speaking about the disaster, Hawaii Democratic Governor Josh Green says officials are working hard to restore electricity.
Maui Electric will give us lots more updates, but we've had one out of three transmission lines restored, meaning 3,700 customers got their energy back.
Calls for an impeachment inquiry into President Biden continue to grow as the House Oversight Committee is releasing new Biden bank records. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is a Republican who agrees with the impeachment push. The senator speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
Absolutely. It makes it more important because they'll have subpoena power if they do the impeachment inquiry.
Reaction is continuing to come in after the appointment of a special counsel in the probe into President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Some Republicans are now calling for a special counsel appointment to investigate the president.
We need a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden and the $20 million that his family received while he was vice president.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee is defending the deal the United States made with Iran to free five Americans.
We're not paying the money. It's Iran's money that was sitting in South Korea.
Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith saying it's a misunderstanding that some people believe the United States is paying Iran $6 billion for the Americans' release. Pope Francis says the number of migrants dying in the Mediterranean Sea is an open wound for humanity. The Pope making those comments on Sunday after a week marked by a string of deadly shipwrecks. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yeah, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
At least four people are dead and one person is missing after a house apparently exploded in a Pittsburgh suburb. The fire that followed destroyed two other homes Saturday. One person is hospitalized in critical condition, while two others were treated and released. It happened shortly before 10:30 a.m. Saturday in the borough of Plum, about 20 miles east of downtown Pittsburgh. Longtime Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is once again teasing a possible change in party affiliation.
In an interview with a West Virginia radio station Thursday, Manchin said he has been thinking of leaving the Democratic Party for quite some time. He added that the Democrat and Republican brands have become so bad in Washington. Manchin's up for re-election next year, and he has yet to rule out running for president in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels.
New rankings out show a city in Arizona is being rated as the most pet-friendly city in the country.
Scottsdale, Arizona is receiving high marks for how it treats four-legged friends. A new WalletHub study out this week ranked the Phoenix suburb as the most pet-friendly city in the U.S. It used a number of metrics to come up with the rankings, including pet health and wellness and pet budget. And while Scottsdale ranked poorly in the budget category, it landed the top spot for health and wellness and was also in the top 10 for outdoor pet friendliness. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this